this week. We have Bill Murphy back from Dallas. Of course, we had Paul Snow from Factum Blockchain in Austin yesterday. So welcome back, Bill Murphy.
Great to be here, Chris. Thank you.
And thanks for being our first video guest. All right, Bill Murphy, we were talking before the show extensively about the markets. You remain convinced that once investors realize that it's not just U.S. shares that are important, but they've got to balance those portfolios, there might be a mad dash to gold and silver. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, well, I think the risk-reward in gold and silver right now is as good as at any time in history, and in the sense, to, especially relative to other assets. And, you know, I might have been talking about this gold cartel for 20 years now, and they're at it again like crazy, especially the past few weeks. I mean, they stopped gold above 1290, something like 15 times in a row. Silver finally woke up after a horrible year last year, and now they're at it again, and it's lifeless. But it's leading to price explosions, which I think are coming. And all we can do is monitor the action and look for a change. I mean, we'll see, but there's no doubt in my mind what we have coming down the road, and it's probably going to occur out of nowhere.
Let's talk about price explosions. We've recently seen one, obviously, in palladium. I guess the official mantra out there and the blogosphere is that, well, China has cornered the market as their manufacturers need palladium, right, for catalytic converters in their gas-powered engines. And we've just seen it soar as high, actually briefly above gold, you know, parity with the yellow metal. That's pulled back, as you noted before the show. However, what's to stop China and India, by the way, the fastest growing country now, in fact, the 10 largest cities as far as population growth are all in India right now. What's to stop one of these major Goliaths from cornering something like AG silver?
Well, you know, as far as palladium goes, I'm no expert. From what I know, it has something to do with Russia curtailing supplies and some strikes in South Africa, and all clicked into the other stuff which you mentioned. Yes, platinum surprised people. And I think it's a good predictor of what silver is going to do at some point down the road, because it's been so maligned for so long. I mean, you know, $15 silver in the year 2019. I mean, I never could have imagined it, if, you know, after 2011. So I think once silver gets above 21, which is a ways away now, it's just going to explode and go to 50 and then 100 faster than most people think, and will trade just like palladium did. And all. One of the easiest reasons is kind of what you alluded to. Somebody can go in and corner the supply, and if you're a product user of silver in your whatever, you know, business you're in, you have to have it whether the price is 15, 30, or 80. You got to have it, and it's liable to cause a panic, and that's what I think is going to help spur this silver price explosion, which has been delayed but still coming.
Yeah, it's a solid point. You're referring to the price inelasticity of silver. I mean, it's well known that when you need it, you must have it in manufacturing, not to mention as a strategic stockpile. I wonder, though, if you think that there might be some of the quantitative tightening entering this game at some point. I mean, the Fed, they seem to be a little more dovish. They're reversing course on the rate hike cycle. Is that even worth discussing, in your opinion?
Oh, yeah, certainly worth discussing. But then you got to go back, you know, to look at, we've had all this quantitative easing. Look what it did to gold and silver. Gold and silver took off, and silver up to near 50 in 2011, gold to above 1900 in September. And it was all, and then they just went into a control plan to kill the prices for the following, you know, 7-8 years. And what did it all mean in the end? What mattered what the gold cartel was going to do? The quantitative easing was, so for me, these are all important factors which will eventually matter. But in the short term, it's what these bad guys, this gold cartel, can get away with to suppress the prices and take them off the investment radar. Finally broke out for a tiny bit above 159 and showed some signs of life and nice base, and now it's back wobbling around 150. And I know, talking from other people in the industry, that they're calling up, you know, investment people, and there's just no real interest in promoting them. There hasn't been any discoveries in a long time, and these poor littler companies are just struggling. I mean, their prices of them are into oblivion state in many cases. And I know you discussed earlier that gold's really gone up in price because of the dollar situation in many, many other places. But it hasn't affected the interest in the gold silver shares in the United States. It's really dead. Yes, do I expect it to change? Oh, big time, but it hasn't, and it's partly because other assets have done so well these past many years, and as I say, I mentioned in the stock market, it corrects and it goes back up. Then you have another correction. Looks like if that's it, nope, right back up again.
And it's certainly not helped the risk-averse assets like the precious metals and some of the safe haven assets. However, there's a lot more money, I think you'd agree, swishing around in these markets today. And when that trend reverses, you know, it's going to look for a home. That capital, deep pockets, will not be terribly, I think, impressed with extremely overpriced and bubbly treasuries. Could that be what sparks the next bull leg up?
Well, that's a great point about all the money out there now compared to years ago, and it's so much greater. And you're absolutely correct that when it focuses on the tiny gold and silver markets, you can get some squeezes in there. And that's what I'm getting back to, the bad guys running out of physical gold and silver. Yes, that's coming, and I think that's going to be the big surprise when all the money, you know, goes our way, which is why the plunge protection team keeps showing up and making sure the market goes back up. And as we know by now, after what Mnuchin did in December, near Christmas time, I mean, he said it publicly, we're bringing in the plunge protection team and the stock market's going straight up. And of course, the gold cartel is not allowed to even be discussed by anybody except God and a few others in our camp. But they're doing their thing on the sell side in the precious metals.
A recent article pointed out that most of the younger money managers today, which was the bulk of those who were managing money, had never experienced the year 2000 bust, which essentially led to almost a 12-year sideways market of disappointment in U.S. equities. They cut their teeth during 2008-2009, which was just a blip, a drop in the bucket, and then the markets turned right back around and off to new highs. Do you think that they might get caught flat-footed without portfolio assurance, that free portfolio assurance that we've been pounding the table on?
Well, again, another good point. I think, as I said, everybody gets complacent. We all, you know, creatures of habit, and you get used to things happening, and then, you know, people are like, for example, in our game, and warning about the stock market debacle, and this is coming, and this, all reasons, good stuff. It never happens. And so people go, they stop listening, and because it hasn't done them any good. And then, of course, then you get complacent, and then all of a sudden you get the move down. And instead of getting the standard move up after a correction, it keeps on going, and people just can't believe what's happening. That's how markets are, and that's probably coming yet again. And the guys in our camp that are bearish and making these calls are eventually going to be very right, but they've been way too early, and that's still the case.
That's an extremely valid point. All right, Bill Murphy, you've given us plenty of food for cogitation today. Why don't you tell people a bit more about La Metropole Cafe and Gata.org, the great stuff you're doing there.
Well, thanks, Chris. I've been at it 20 years. People can sign up for a two-week free trial at www.lametropolecafe.com to see if it's of interest. And then my colleague Chris Powell is out there fighting the good fight. And he can be found at www.gata.org. He does a great job, and we're going to stay at it till we get this scheme, as we call it, the manipulation suppression, really exposed to the point where it makes a difference in the market.
Bill Murphy, we've taken up way too much of your time. You've been a fantastic sport today. Thank you so much.
The blockchain revolution is transforming the global arena, disrupting every industry in its path. Goldseek.com is excited to introduce an off-the-chain opportunity in digital gold and silver from our friends at Atmex and Sprott.com. OneGold holds physical gold and silver metals at the Royal Canadian Mint, the first online marketplace to offer secure and convenient buying, selling, and redemption of digital precious metals. OneGold uses VaultChain, a secure, immutable blockchain ledger developed by Tradewind Markets, the leading innovator in digital precious metals distributed ledger and blockchain technology. Vault Chain. Gold and silver are 100% redeemable through One Gold. For physical precious metals delivered to customers' doors in any size at competitive prices and low transaction storage costs. As a special offer and for a limited time only, One Gold is offering gold and silver at spot price with no additional premiums. OneGold.com is secure and accessible 24/7 on any device, offering convenient purchases and sales of precious metals. Easy recurring transactions make passive saving and gold dollar cost averaging as easy as a single mouse click. Vault Chain offers the best tier pricing on AppMex products, setting the industry standard as a fully backed physical asset with easy redemption in coins, rounds, or bars, offering clients peace of mind and full transparency. Don't get left behind. Remember to bookmark OneGold.com for the safest and most convenient digital precious metals today. Remember, OneGold.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.